Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 8:50 on Morning Edition and time for our pre-opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey again today is Jay Pierce. Hi, Jay.
Well, hi, Dan. Good morning and good morning, everyone. Most of the predictions for cash hog prices across the Midwest are steady, but a few weak tones may be seen as well on ideas that packers may take a stand after their margins on open market hogs have been squeezed and they are nearly done with their Labor Day holiday orders. The terminal markets are called mostly steady, with tops from $50 to $56. On a live basis, Peoria is called steady with a top of $50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were $13,674 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $68 to $77.03, the weighted average $72.65, a gain of 93 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $51.90 to $60.27, the weighted average was $57.46. The Western Corn Belt, 12,617 was the total of negotiated swine purchases for the base price range of $66 to $79, weighted average $76.14, a gain of 55 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $53.81 to $61.33, and the weighted average was $56.96. In a moment, we'll take a look at the overnight trade from Kansas City in the wheat pits and on the Chicago Board of Trade for wheat, corn, and soybeans. And we'll talk things over with Alan Dearden this morning from AgriView in Morton, Illinois, to see how she sees the overnight trade and what predictions she might have for the opening call. But first, meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us with a look at growing area weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay. It stays dry here in central Illinois, and it looks like we'll have a couple more dry days, but some rain, some of it heavy, has occurred up north. Heavy thunderstorms earlier this morning in north central and northeastern Illinois, causing some wind damage from Boone County on over into the Chicagoland area. And last evening, some heavy storms producing some damage in northwest Indiana. Right now, there's a cluster of heavy thunderstorms in northern Indiana. And a lot of areas up that way getting some heavy rain. And that's because there's a boundary between cooler, drier air to our northeast and hotter, more humid air to our southwest. And the firing zone for the showers and thunderstorms has been and will continue today to be from the Dakotas across central into southern Minnesota, southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois, northern into east central Indiana, and parts of Michigan and Ohio. So those areas, some will get heavy rain here over the next 24 hours. Well, southwest of that area, it's going to remain dry. Now, as we go into the weekend, shower and thunderstorm chances will increase farther south and into most of Illinois and Indiana as the cooler air tries to push farther south. But now there are indications that the colder air will not make it completely through the Midwest. So that's going to set the stage of a few days of showers and thunderstorms here, primarily Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And then warmer air may replace that as we go into next week. So if anybody is banking on an extended forecast for next week, I just wouldn't bank on anything really yet because the maps are not very definitive on what's going to happen next week. But it does look like our shower and thunderstorm chances will pick up around here over the course of the weekend. And again, that chance continues right on through Monday, the way it looks right now. And it then does appear, according to some of the maps we have, that high pressure builds in for Tuesday and Wednesday. And now it looks like even Thursday. And if that's the case, that's great news for the Farm Progress Show in Amana, Iowa. It does look like, though, toward the end of the Farm Progress Show, it could start to turn a bit on the hot side. We'll see about that, although the hotter air really doesn't really show up until about Friday, the hottest air at least. So the 1st of September may be a hot one over parts of the Midwest Corn Belt. And we don't see any of the blast of cold air of fall coming in just yet. It looks like the first week of September is still going to be on the mild side around here. But as you go into Canada and the northern plains, we may start to see some of the first surges of cold air, including some scattered frost in the northern prairie areas of Canada as we get into the first week of September. But no frost heading this way, and with all that rain falling north of here, that helps moderate the atmosphere as well. To get an early frost, you have to have a really dry atmosphere, and air coming from the north would be passing over a moist ground, so that helps cut back on the chances of frost a little bit, actually. So we have no threat of that showing up on the maps just yet. It's going to get hot in the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt again, but they're just going into planting season out there. Again, some areas got significant rain over the last few days. Other areas did not. It looks like more rain will fall in parts of Kansas and the panhandle areas of Texas and Oklahoma. It does look like parts of north central Texas and Oklahoma may pick up a little rain, but those are the driest areas. The Delta will get showers and thunderstorms on a scattered basis over the next week or so, so that'll help improve moisture there a bit. And in South America, it looks like the wheat areas that are dry are going to stay dry. Showers and thunderstorms, though, will be developing in some other areas, helping to charge the soils a little bit going into their spring planting season. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids. As an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. On the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
Overnight in Kansas City, September wheat opened at 452 and three quarters, down one on the open, up two on the last trade. December at 466 and a quarter, down one on the open, up three and a quarter on the last trade. March at 475 and three quarters, up two and a half on the open, up three in the last trade. September wheat on the Chicago Board of Trade, 365 and a half. Down a half on the open, up six and a quarter in the last trade. December at 387, unchanged on the open, up three and a half on the last trade. March at 405 and a quarter, up three quarters on the open, five and a half on the last trade. September corn, 223 and a half, unchanged on the open, up one and three quarters in the last trade. December at 240 and a quarter, up a quarter and up one and three quarters. March, 254 and three quarters, up a quarter in the open, two and a quarter in the last trade. May 07 at 264 and a quarter unchanged on the open, up two and a quarter in the last trade. December 07, 290 and a half, up a half on the open, up one and three quarters in the last trade. September soybeans, 552, down a quarter and up one. November at 566, down a half on the open, up three quarters in the last trade. January, 579, down a quarter and up three quarters. May 07 at 599 and a half, unchanged on the open and last trade. September meal at 159.70, unchanged on the open, up 90 on the last trade. And October, 161, up 70 on the open and last trade. September soybean oil, 25.49, down 3 on the open, 4 higher on the last trade. And October also up 4 on the open and last trade. At 25.72, and Ellen Dearden joins us now from Ag Review in Morton, Illinois, to talk about these numbers. Good morning, Ellen. How are things in Tazewell County?
Things are looking good in Tazewell County. Some of this corn's shutting down pretty quickly, and I would imagine that the day after Labor Day, there'll be quite a few combines going.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think was the big factor on the overnight trade?
Well, we probably saw some continued buying by people who had been short, a lot of short covering in the wheat in particular, also secondarily in the corn. Not much going on there in the beans. This morning at the open, Jay, we'll probably be a penny, maybe as much as three higher in the corn, just based on these really good new crop exports. The old crop export bookings were really kind of on the light side. Matter of fact, it was a marketing year low, 80% below the four-week average on the old crop. But these new crop sales at 61.2 million bushel, just outstanding. We have seen Japan come in as a buyer all week for corn, a little unusual in their timing of buys. That may be linked with some of these reports that the corn yields that had been projected by USDA 2 weeks ago probably are a little bit too high. December corn, lots of resistance there at 242, 246, somewhere in there. We'll probably test that today.
Okay. So, again, the opens then on the wheat, corn, and beans?
corn up a penny to as much as three. Beans probably steady to two higher. Wheat up three to five. Wheat should be the leader today.
Okay. How about on livestock?
At the Merck, we'll see probably mixed action. Not a lot to go on here. Packers are starting to get a little more interested in the cattle. We'll be up 20 to down 40 type of a trade. Beef cutout still a little on the weak side. On the hogs, I, again, anticipate a mixed opening. Weights, I think, have bottomed seasonally, start really working higher after Labor Day.
Ellen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good day. That's Ellen Dearden, and she's with Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. She joins us on the Thursday morning pre-opening commodity market report here on WILL Urbana. We're a listener-supported broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. Meteorologist Ed Kieser's forecast for the two states today, north and east central, in the north and in east central Indiana, a mix of clouds and sunshine with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Elsewhere across the two states, mostly sunny, and highs will range from 82 in northern Indiana to 92 in west central and southwestern Illinois. For Champaign-Urbana today, mostly sunny, high 86, it's 73 degrees. At a minute past 9 o'clock. Now news from BBC.